Welcome to MPA's Tech Table. I'm Justin.
And I'm Diana.
And we're your hosts. We'll be serving up a heaping spoonful of all things tech.
We promise it'll be easy to digest.
Hello, Justin.
Happy Monday, Diana.
Happy Monday to you.
Made it through a weekend.
We did.
Good time.
We did.
Relaxing. But yes. You got a few things done, I know, around the house.
Productivity.
Yeah, but it's always good. So today we're going to dig into our inbox and look for... That's a new sound effect right there. Dig into our inbox and answer one of your questions. What's the email address?
Okay, so if you have a question, you can send that to us at questions@askmpa.com.
That's right.
Now, if you don't have access to your email and still want to submit a question, you can always call us.
That's right. You can always call the office, and you probably talk to Donnie, who actually answers a lot of our questions anyway.
He does.
Yeah.
And he's kind of the frontline guy.
He's the frontline guy, and he has tons of information about all sorts of different technology things. Yeah. So let's answer Sarah's question here.
Yeah, this question comes from Sarah.
This is interesting. What, and I've talked about this recently. What is the importance of www when you're typing in a web address?
Yeah, or the absence of it.
Right, or the absence of it, exactly. Mm-hmm. So, you know, because people these days, I was actually doing a radio interview somewhere, and, you know, the guy said, you know, in this day and age, we don't need to, you don't have to say www. Because a lot of people say, okay, the website is www.askmpa.com or whatever. You don't have to say that anymore, he said. You know, really, though, you still might as well put it in there.
Mm-hmm. You know, it still works, yeah.
Exactly. Absolutely. So what does www mean?
Well, first off, www stands for World Wide Web.
That's true. Mm-hmm. That's true. Exactly. And that's, yeah, that's pretty obvious information. It's pretty, don't you think it's hard to come up with a www that means anything other than that?
I could probably come up with something.
Wacky, wonderful, Wyana?
World.
Oh, my goodness. I'm sorry.
All right.
It's Monday. Mm-hmm. All right. So. Go ahead then.
Well, not all that long ago, we did have to use www before your web address for everything.
Absolutely.
Like www.google.com. And if you didn't put the www in, it would not go anywhere.
Right.
But now it's not as necessary for most places. Not all websites function like this, however. Standard practices now are the website should forward from one to the other.
Right. So even without the www,
it should go there.
It should still go to the website.
But some places have it set up because of security.
Right.
Or being just specific.
Like banking.
By the way, banking specifically is a major one that if you don't type www in there for your bank accounts, you may be going somewhere you don't want to go.
Right. Exactly. And sometimes, bad people prey on those little inconsistencies to do things like that. So, so basically it's our advice to use the www when you're typing things in.
Right,
it
right.
It just makes sense.
And when in doubt, you know, if you don't feel like you're getting to the right place, check your URL. We actually had somebody recently who was typing four W's in on accident instead
of three.
That's
a problem.
So they couldn't get into the right page. And then also you could just do a simple Google search to find the website that you're looking for as well, just to make sure you're at the right place.
Right, exactly. So use that www when in doubt.
Yes.
And that makes perfect sense.
Okay.
Excellent. Well, send all your questions in to us at...
questions@askmpa.com.
Absolutely. Until next time.
Take care.
Tech Table is brought to you by MPA of Bloomfield, Iowa and God's Country Radio. You can visit us online at askmpa.com.
If you have questions or comments, please send them to questions@askmpa.com. That's questions@askmpa.com.
And thanks for listening.